Before we start this podcast, I want to warn you, it might get a little kooky today, okay? I mean, I know it's not too unlike us to get a little kooky on this podcast, but from the information that I was given, if you looked at the solar eclipse yesterday, you might be in danger. And I don't want that for you. I want good things for you. So we're going to share this theory. And do you think the eclipse ruined your life? Today on the show, welcome.
Hi, my name's Kramer, and I am proud to admit that I am a mama's boy.
You're not just any mama's boy. You're a certified mama's boy. And this is the Certified Mama's Boy Podcast.
Yeah, what's up? Hi, welcome to this edition of Certified Mama's Boy. We are so happy to have you here. We are a podcast that's based on three principles. Live, laugh, love your mom. That means we live our lives out loud. We laugh a lot, and we love my mom, my co-host, Nancy Yancey. Hi, Mom.
Hi, honey.
I'm wondering if the solar eclipse ruined my life.
And what did you do, look at it?
No.
That's the only way that could ruin your life.
Well, no, I want to look at facts today. I want to talk facts about the solar eclipse, and let's talk. Mm. Like maybe we're onto something here. So,
okay.
First off, happy day after solar eclipse, everybody. I know it's somehow a big national treasure. Everybody ran out, and I would assume 40% of you looked at the sun without wearing your glasses today and or
we
yesterday.
We didn't see it in Knoxville.
No, I didn't. I didn't even try to look at it. But I heard a story on TikTok. I can kind of watch TikTok now a little bit better, but mostly I just listen to it, which is
that's a really good source.
Yeah, well,
of information.
Take this as it is. This woman said though back in 2017 that she looked at the solar eclipse for like 10 seconds, and basically like even till this day she can like there's like parts of her. Or parts of things that you can't see. Like there's like spots in her eyes that like
that's
she can't
why you
see.
Wear glasses.
But damn, like 10 seconds. You feel like 10 seconds would be okay, right? Like wouldn't be that bad.
Not 1 second.
I mean, it's just crazy that like how many people are probably looked at the sun, honestly. Like what percentage of people think actually looked at the eclipse without even
I think probably a large percentage of people do.
You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it worries me. How's everybody's eyesight doing? That's what we should be worried about today. Everybody should be going to the optometrist and making sure we're all okay because that's dangerous stuff there. Mm-hmm. But listen to this. I had a friend a couple of days ago told me, I don't know how the eclipse came up. Who knows? But she was like, well, no, I'm not going to watch the eclipse because that brings bad energy into your life. And I said, what? She said, oh, yeah,
that's bad energy.
She's like, think about this. Like, it's something that's like the sun is, you know, all my friends are kind of woo-woo weird. she was like, the sun is like a source of like
energy. Your brother's friends, but never mind.
Yeah, most of our friends are
nonetheless
similar. The sun is like life-giving and like something's coming and like blocking it, you know, like that's demonic or something. I was like, wow, shit. I didn't think about it. She's like, think about it. How has your life been since the last eclipse? Did you look at it? I said, I did look at it and my life's been absolutely terrible since, honestly, I think the last eclipse.
Which was when?
2017. Let's do the math here.
Oh, 2017,
I look at the eclipse. And a year later, I get divorced and I lose my job. And then I move across the country. And then
Kramer, I have to tell you.
Yeah.
2017, I didn't look at the eclipse, but my life has been fine.
Yeah, well, exactly. Because you didn't look at the eclipse.
So today,
seriously, this is no bullshit. I came in. Okay. Because the eclipse here was like at 3:25 or something. Mm-hmm. Like literally, y'all, like I blinds closed, mask on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not letting none of that sunlight darkness get to me. Like that's like it's not to me, it's not worth the risk to like look at the half sun. You know what I mean? Apparently here in Maryland it wasn't even that great. So but if we look at timelines alone, let's look it up. I'm glad you asked, Mom. When was the last eclipse in the U.S.? When was the 2017? I think it was 2017, wasn't it?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it was 2017 or maybe 16 eclipse. When was the 2017
eclipse?
I thought
it was much longer than that. I mean, much further back.
Nope. August 21st, 2017.
Okay. That's 7 years.
Was called the Great American Eclipse. And it took visual partial form in front of 500 million people, including 391 million in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just saying, if we and think
200
about
my, million of those had horrible lives.
I don't know. I would say I would say is there, and we can do a group consensus.
True.
Was
we can
there,
just do a small test.
Well, think about it. COVID. You think maybe because I looked at the sun, we all got COVID. Is this my fault?
But I'm just doubt saying, it.
I'm just saying. In my life,
I doubt it.
2017 in my life, things are pretty damn stable.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like they were. Yeah. Well, I was just.
So you thought?
Well, there it was. It was. The radio show was doing great over there, and
best you knew.
Yeah, had my house and married and now think about it.
Mm-hmm.
So for those of y'all that looked at the sun yesterday, I don't know what to tell you.
Then you got divorced from that wicked woman, and you lost that job with those terrible people. Oh dear, that was terrible. Oh my
I don't
gosh!
Know. Now I got these, these uncurable diseases. I'm just I want you to think about. I want you just to think about that and like think about it with your life. Maybe it's complete bullshit, but like here's the thing. If she was telling me, she's like, the good news is like it was supposed to like that time period was like to rein in like 7 years like of like bad times for people. And the good news is we're like coming out of it now. So hopefully
better days ahead.
This is like, yeah, we're all going to be doing better because of it.
So I'd be interested to hear from people whose lives have gone to the pits that looked at the eclipse in 2017. Yeah, I'd be interested in knowing that. Let's do a small survey.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll talk about it. Like, do you feel like August 2017.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like if you looked at the eclipse, do you feel like that literally your life went to hell? And maybe if it's true, then maybe things are going to start getting better for all of us. And that'll be really, really good. You know, it'd be really, really good.
I like that part.
There were a few things that we need to talk about when it comes to the eclipse. You know, most of these facts, you know, there was a flight. Delta did some scheduled flights from Austin to Detroit, which basically aligned with the path. And the seats were about $1,100 a person. So you could like go watch the eclipse.
Oh,
and that's
wow.
That's kind of cool, I guess. I mean, I don't know. We're very much into this. Speaking of listening,
your brothers watched it.
The listening to TikTok too. They one guy said he went to go watch it back in 2017, and he literally burst into tears. He was like, "It's such an emotional experience." And I'm like, "That's interesting, you know." Like, I don't really know. He was explaining because like you realize, like you know that everything like we're on this big sphere, you know, and like, but until you kind of like see it all work together, it's. You know, he's like, you just feel so small in like this big universe. I'm like, dang, that's pretty deep.
You realize that you were just a pinhead.
Yeah. A few of the path totality, the cities that it crossed over, a few of them, Shadowland, Texas, Moon, Oklahoma, Corona, Missouri, Sun Valley, Ohio, Moon Beach, New York. And there's actually an Eclipse Island in Canada, too. So...
Wow.
All of those were exposed yesterday. I think that's all the kind. Some Christian influencers have been claiming that seven biblical cities named Nineveh. I guess no, it's not. It's in Nineveh. Is that how you say it?
Nineveh.
Mm-hmm. Is that? Have you heard this? Have you heard this?
No, but I know about Nineveh.
So they said that there were
the lion, the rich, and the wardrobe.
What?
Matt, go ahead.
What's that? What's that have to do with Nineveh?
What's that? Nineveh. Just go ahead.
What? Are we confusing a popular children's story with the Bible right now?
No, that the lion, the witch, and the wardrobe is based on biblical principles.
Oh, didn't know that. Okay. Mm-hmm. So seven biblical cities named, what did you say? How you say that word?
Nineveh.
Were in the path. And they think that this could have been the apocalypse is coming. So listen, everything falls apart.
Oh boy!
I don't know how many
crazy Christians.
How many apocalypse, almost apocalypse, have we lived through? Like we all thought Y2K was the end. Remember, we were like, well, this is it. Like, at least we'll get through. You know, this is the end of times and whatever. Mm-hmm. Since then, how many more ends of times have we lived through in the last 24 years?
Well, you know, a lot of people thought the coronavirus was there to wipe us out.
I'm sure, was it like this before? Obviously my first recollection of the world is coming to an end was Y2K. I can't remember many things before that that like seemed like it was, or it even was being like pointed at like end of times. Mm-hmm. Like, can you think of other things before? Like, was that a thing, or are we just too connected on the internet now to make all these crazy theories and just?
I don't remember any other times, but you know,
did they say like the Gulf
I'm
War?
I'm not an apocalyptic person.
Because then, if you think about that, then it was like, so we did that, and then we did Y2K, then we did 9/11, and that was a big like, okay, this is the end of times, you know, and maybe all this is the end of times. What do we know? You know, like how do we know how long end of times may be?
I
wonder. I can't think of it. If you can think of any, let us know. Call, text, whatever. What are some other end of times that we've like before Y2K that you can remember being like the world is coming to an end? What was the Mayan calendar? That was 2012, wasn't it? Remember that?
No.
So the Mayan calendar, I think, and again, I'm just kind of spitballing here. They said because the Mayan calendar ran out.
Oh, the Mayan calendar.
Yeah.
M-A-Y-A-N. I thought you said the Mayan calendar.
No, the Mayan calendar.
Oh, yeah.
Calendar.
Oh, yeah. That was a big...
Mm-hmm. Ran out in 2012.
Yeah.
Remember that? And they were like, well...
Yeah, uh-oh.
There it goes. End of times.
And then 2013 came.
Live through that one. Now, apparently, the solar eclipse going through all those biblical cities now possibly... Mm-hmm. Is this the end of times? You know? I can't think of any more though. If you think of some, let us know though, because I think it's kind of funny to look back on the, and not funny, but it's interesting how like, well, why do we do that? Why do we always say like, well, this must be the end of times?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why are we like, why are we?
Because there are so many apocalyptic people out there that are looking for the end of days.
But why do we do that? Why do we as a culture do that? I don't think you have to be any kind of like certain like religion or like.
No, you don't. They're just people that have apocalyptic minds that are quite sure that the earth is going to burn today.
But why? But why do we do that?
I don't know. I don't do that.
What is the point? Because I'd say collectively we all have this. Is it like? We're just trying to like prepare ourselves for.
Do you think that way?
I mean, when anytime these things happen, I mean, like,
I think your brother thinks that way.
Yeah, he always thinks the world's about to end. doesn't he though?
Yeah, and he has a place prepared for us.
Yeah, like he's ready to go in the woods just in case. Mm-hmm. He's you know.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I mean, every time these things happen, I get like a little apprehensive. I'd say. Like Y2K, I was kind of like weird and nervous about
because
it, right?
What if it is true?
Right, you know? And I'm sure Mayan calendar, I felt some kind of way about it. I'm sure like September 11th felt really uncomfortable and kind of like end of time easy, right?
Now I will say that 9/11 was unsettling for me.
You thought that was the end of times?
No, I didn't think it was the end of times, but I really did think that our country was going to be overtaken.
Oh. Well, you were wrong.
Our world would never be the same.
Well, that's probably the truth. Just because of that, now none of us can travel with anything bigger than 3.4 ounces. And that'll show those terrorists.
Mm-hmm.
America.
They really messed us up.
And even that's like kind of loose at this point. 20 years later, it's like, I mean, I don't know. We prefer you not to do that. But if you
but oh, I didn't know. That was 5 ounces.
You got a bottle of water with you. We're not going to be too judgy nowadays, you know?
That is true. Now that is true right there. I'm gonna tell you, when I go through the security gates at the airport, I just crack up because some of those people, and I always say they must be new, they're like so by the book.
Yeah.
Take off your shoes, put everything in separate containers, no cell phone, no, put that cell phone in a different one. And then there are other people like, yeah, just put that all in one thing and keep going. Yeah, okay.
What I find weird too is that there's no, every airport's a little bit different.
Mm.
So like, you know, some of them like take your shoes off, some of them don't, like some of them are take your coats off, some of them don't, you know, like it's hats off, hats on, like there's just no consistency to it. And so to me, it's like, are some airports trying harder to like stop terrorism?
I don't know. We're getting ready to find out.
Yeah, I feel like some of these guys are really like, all right, this is, you know, I'm taking my job. And some are just like, well, I mean, I don't know. Like, Don't bring guns on the plane, but you know, if you got one or two, let's just play nice.
You know that I am flying Frontier for the very first time.
When are you flying Frontier?
From Baltimore to Atlanta.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I am.
Why are you
doing
that?
You know why? Because I'm using my points to fly Frontier. Direct was 10,000 points. To fly Delta was 25,000.
I see. Now you understand.
What? I'm going Frontier.
Well, I'm going to say this now. We haven't talked about this yet. I didn't know you were doing that.
Yeah.
And you know me. Like I like the economical travel. I love when you guys tag me in Spirit Post. It makes me happy. I love that you're thinking about me because, you know, I love Spirit Airlines. I really do. Frontier's shit. And so Frontier's garbage. Are you bringing a bag or no? We're talking about, and by the way, Mom, you can't just throw that out there. People have no idea what you're talking about. So
aspect of my life.
She's had a glass of wine or two today. If you can't tell.
I'm in baby land.
So
gotta have some wine.
We'll talk about Jess's wedding here. Jess's wedding coming up about a month from now, May the 4th.
Yeah.
And we'll be going to Sacramento. And we were talking, and there's part of me that's like kind of bummed about this trip because I was really hoping by now I'd be feeling better. And like my mom and I were going to go take a trip to Alaska. It was kind of like this far-fetched plan. Mm-hmm. But now even that, that was like first plan. Second plan was like, it'd be kind of cool to just stay in California for a while. Cause I miss being on the West Coast. And even that's not really, it's just,
no,
I don't think I trust myself right now. I kind of need to get back into like a test run of a trip first and kind of see how I do before I kind of plan on
it. A test run.
Yeah. So we're like, okay, so we're flying into Sacramento. I'll leave Friday at 2, I think.
Yes.
And then
pick me up at 5.
Yeah. I stop in Atlanta. And then my mom and I take that connecting flight, or my connecting flight, it would be direct for her, over to Sacramento. We get there at like, what time we get there? It's late.
11 something.
Yeah. So like, it's like 2 o'clock our time or something. It's like gonna be a late
crazy
night.
We
wake up and then we do the wedding on Saturday. And then we're basically up on Sunday and we're out.
Right.
And then my mom's coming back to Maryland here for a couple of days, about a week. And then you're flying Frontier home. Now, how do you feel about that? Because if you're planning on bringing luggage,
it's going to cost
about
me
that.
More than it will to go Delta.
I think so. So are you bringing luggage or are you not?
I am really going to try really, really hard to bring a carry-on. I'm going to try really, really hard. Because when I'm at your place, I can wear, you know, I can take 3 outfits and be okay at your place, right?
Yeah.
And if I can squunch up my wedding outfit.
Is squunch a word? I like it.
I don't know. Squunch it up.
Yeah, I like it.
And put it in my suitcase and then let it hang out or iron it or whatever I need to do to it. But I have shoes. I have dress shoes. I don't think I can wear one pair of casual shoes, but I may.
Yeah. You'd be surprised what you can fit into a carry-on.
I know.
Honestly, you'd be. But don't forget, with Frontier, you can't even bring a carry-on.
Well, shut up.
Well, you got to pay for it.
What?
Yeah.
How much?
That's like $50. Yeah.
There goes my point.
I know.
Maybe I should take Delta.
Yeah. I mean, if you're bringing a carry-on, it's really a backpack is the only way to go with Frontier.
Oh, no, I can't do a backpack. Yeah. There's no way.
So,
I didn't know that was there.
How are we feeling about Jess's wedding? Obviously, now we're a month out. I'm feeling, honestly, like, God, it's been so long since I've been to a wedding. I can't remember the last wedding I went to be honest with
Probably
you.
Probably Maggie's.
Well, I mean like a real wedding, like not like
what
a weird.
What do you mean? That wasn't real?
I mean, it was kind of real, but it was still kind of COVID-y.
It was definitely COVID wedding.
Yeah. So I'm trying to think of like
since COVID?
Since pre-COVID when everyone just kind of just do whatever they wanted, you know?
I haven't been to a wedding since COVID. You mention it.
But I can't. I'm trying to think. I honestly can't remember the last time I went to a wedding. And so I told Jess on our Uncensored podcast, I'm like, hey, listen, like I'm flying in, flying out. I'm like, I don't want that to be like a sign of like disrespect. I don't really even remember how to do weddings anymore. For some reason, I thought you had to like be there for a couple of days, but I'm like, I guess not. Like, I guess like I'm not in the wedding. So it's like, I guess the main attraction is to go to the ceremony and go to the reception and then get the hell out of there, you know? So I felt kind of weird about telling her that. She's like, no, I don't mean, honestly, Jess is in such a place, and we all remember this place, right? Where you are,
you're so over it.
Yeah. She's just burnt out with it. Like she's like, I'm just letting everything slide now because it's just been
too much.
Has anybody had a second? I don't even think I know of a big second wedding. Do you?
I don't know of one. And I've known of a lot of second and third weddings.
So I can't think of, and I think we've talked about this on the podcast. Like, I can't imagine. I'm watching Jess put all this effort into it, and like, trust me, I did too. You know, I think the bride always puts in more effort than the groom. But I'm saying, like, we collectively put a lot of work into our wedding, mostly her.
I would say it was the most stressful time of your sister's life, for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Well, look at Maggie too. Like,
no doubt.
Like having, you know, just planning all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, okay. So tell me how this works. Explain to me how this works, this math. So we all get married. We have a big second wedding. I mean, a big first wedding, right? Or at least, you know, let's just say, yeah, it would be way more probable to have a big first wedding than a second wedding, right?
Correct.
So if all of us collectively are like, whew, I would never do that again. Mm-hmm. How do big first weddings still exist? Like, you feel like even like in our DNA, we'd like pass that down and be like, hey, listen, this is going to be a real big pain in the ass.
Because you always think yours will be different.
I guess so. I guess so. You know?
Do. You absolutely do.
Jess is pumped though, man. She's pumped. I'm excited for her. Like, it's going to be a blast when we're there.
Too. It is. It's going to be great for the 2 hours we're there.
Yeah, literally. That's it.
3 hours. We're there from 5:20 to 8:20, right?
I think just about. I don't want to be out there much longer.
I think that's what I heard on the podcast. Yeah, you know, I never know unless I listen to the podcast. What's going on?
I just, because my mom's like, we're going to dance and party. I'm like, Mom. We're not going to do that.
It's going to be midnight.
Yeah. Like, it's going to be literally like and you can listen to Uncensored podcast, but basically you got to think about if Jess's wedding starts at 5:30, that's 8:30 our time. Mm-hmm. And like, I've tried to watch a movie with my mom at 8:30 and like, you know, we don't even get 15 minutes into it. So I think you're going to be nodding off over here more so than you even realize, you know?
I know. That's a long day of travel the day before too. And even though we don't have to get up and out on Saturday, you never really rest, you know, you're still awake.
I know.
You're not rested and you can't really take a nap because
in a hotel.
We're sharing
a hotel room.
You're in a hotel with your mom. I'm in a hotel with my son.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just like, it's just hard.
But we're excited. I think that she's excited.
I'm so excited for her.
Travel is booked and then my mom's going to come back. And here's what I'm excited about. I don't think we've spent a Mother's Day together in a long time, have we?
So
my mom's going to come back here and then we're going to spend a week here instead of doing our trip, which I know is not quite the same, but we're...
it'll be fun.
We're going to do our a Mother's Day.
It'll be fun because you're not working.
Oh, no, I'll be working some.
Oh. Oh, well, I'm going
home. Did you not think I was going to work?
No.
I got to work a couple of
days.
I thought
you and Jess were off.
Well, she's gonna be off.
Oh, I see.
But I got to get back and run that ship a little bit. I know.
Okay, well, I guess I'll just have to sleep all day.
But not for a couple of days. I don't know my schedule yet. But but it's exciting. We haven't done a Mother's Day together in a long time. So that'll
be. No, we haven't. It's going to be fun. It'll be a good time.
Let's do our quote for today.
Okay. This is from a lovely little book that I love called The Tao of Pooh by Benjamin Hall.
I think you've talked about this before, haven't you?
I have. Yeah. I love this little book. The main problem with this great obsession for saving time is very simple. You can't save time. You can only spend it. But you can spend it wisely or foolishly. Mm. Now, you know what? It's top of mind for me now that I'm in baby land this week from our Knoxville studio. Is, you know, Maggie saying, oh, I'm so sad. My babies are outgrowing all their clothes already. You know, they were like 3.5 pounds when they were born. Now they're 3 months old and they're almost 9 pounds and they're outgrowing everything and they're thriving and they're growing. And she's like, oh, I'm so sad that this time is over. And, you know, should I go back to work? I'm like, what? What do you mean? Listen to what you just said. This time goes by so fast. And she doesn't have to work, so I'm suggesting that she should go back to work in a couple of weeks. I'm suggesting that that time would be better spent with being with her children or taking time for, guess who, herself.
Yeah, right.
So I think that's pretty much where the conclusion she's coming to now, but we'll see because they're getting ready to do their first road trip with the babies. And
yeah, we got to talk about this. They're taking their very first family road trip.
Ooh.
Next week or this week?
This week.
This week. So it'd probably be next week on the podcast. We can talk about it. But
we can talk about it on the More Mama's Boy.
Well, they won't really be back yet or anything.
They won't be back. No, that's true. They'll be leaving that day. Yeah, we record. Yes.
So they're going down to the Augusta to get to the Masters, mm-hmm. which that sounds like a whole lot of work.
Yeah, it is.
What's the drive time on that without babies?
6 hours.
How far? What we should be doing is betting on how far they make it before they turn around and come back.
Well, they're hoping to make it all the way to Atlanta to Brian's house.
Oh, wait. So they're going to stop? So they're going to make stops in between?
Oh, they have to stop because the babies eat every 3 hours.
Oh, yeah. But are they going to spend the night there or are they going to keep going?
Oh, no. They're going to stop, do a diaper change, do a feeding, load the babies back up, move on.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of baby work.
Mm-hmm. And they're going to sleep in the bathroom. Two of the babies are sleeping in the master bathroom.
Wait, sleep in the bathroom?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why do they sleep in the bathroom?
Because it's a big bathroom and it's right next to the master, which is where they're staying. And they're...
who gets the bathroom? I feel like that's where trauma starts. This is like being thrown in the basement as a kid.
They have one crib, which is in the master bedroom, and then they have two porta plays or whatever they're called, porta cribs, that they're going to put in the bathroom for the other two babies.
Mm-hmm. But why in the bathroom? I just don't understand why.
Because the bathroom's big and there's not enough room for three babies in the master bedroom.
There's more room in the bathroom than there is in the master bedroom?
For three cribs. There's already one crib in there.
Wow. Mm-hmm. It's an impressive master bathroom.
It is. It is. Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
We'll see. I'm trying to redo my house.
When you have a glass of wine, this show gets so off track. Is anybody noticing that? I think we got to ban you from having a glass of wine. It's like, I don't even know where we're at. What the hell are we talking about right now? Like, I don't even know. What are we doing?
I don't even know. Oh, we're talking about time. We're talking about the quote.
Who cares? I mean, we're so far off track
now.
You can
only spend it. But can spend it wisely.
Can't
or
save
foolishly.
It, spend it.
Yeah.
I mean, it is true. Like, time's weird, right? Like, all of us, I think, can take a step back right now and be like, whoa, like, where'd that time go? And like, if you're not there yet, like, you'll be, I don't think I really got there until 40. And then I was like, whoa, wait a minute. Like, what in the world? You know, like, how did we get here? Yeah. Like, how do we, like, I couldn't even tell you, like, how in the world how we even got here. It was just kind of like life was just going. And then all of a sudden you wake up and you realize it's like half over. It's like, wait, what? Like, how is that possible?
Wait until you're 71.
No, I know.
Then you'll still be saying, oh, it's only halfway over.
But I, what, you think we'll have modern medicine that'll... Well, it'd be 140.
Yeah,
exactly. I hope not. I think as you get older, you also like really, because I took a walk this weekend and I saw like a bunch of kids, like, I don't know, they're probably in their 20s and they're all like out drinking and like, you know, just doing what you do in your 20s. And there's probably, I don't know, let's say 12, 15 kids at this table, kind of a long couple tables pushed together. And about half of them looked like they were having a good time. And I even noted that because I was like, man, I remember those days where like you were just felt like you had to like go out and do stuff, you know?
Uh-huh. But like, you really want to just go home.
You just want to stay home, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I kind of laughed to myself because I'm like, man, like those were the days, you know? Because now, God, there's very, very few things that, and maybe it's because it is time is speeding up, right? Because I mean, I think that the quote is great because. Mm. You're right. You can't save it. It's not like we can save this time and like, okay, well, I'm going to come back and I'm going to, you know, use this on a later date.
Mm-mm. This day is gone.
Yeah. So like if that's it, then like, what are we doing with it? Like, how are we going to spend it? Mm-hmm. And I think as you get older, then you're really, everyone's like, again, let's go back to the relationship. Why is she in a relationship? Why is she in a relationship? Mm. I'm not in a relationship because I haven't found the person yet that can make that time more valuable.
Mm.
Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I really genuinely enjoy the time that I have, right? I mean, let me rephrase that. I'm not technically enjoying the time I'm having right now. Most of it's just laying here with an eye mask on, you know, trying not to be dizzy.
Well, because you're not well.
But it's like, I'm like at peace, you know, like mm-hmm. I'm just, and again, there will come a day. It's going to be weird. We're all going to have to readjust, have a relationship. But for now, it's like, but this should go with anything. I saw a guy, I'm going to tell you two stories about time. Saw a guy lives in my condo. He lives a couple of floors down, and he got on the elevator today. And they've got like a newborn. I don't know. The kid's probably 6 months now or something like that. Kid could be in third grade. I'm so bad at these ages. But it's like a baby stroller. You know, I always see them, and they're bringing them up and down. We just have that awkward elevator talk that I can't stand. And today he got on, and he was like, you know, again, I got to do some kind of fucking awkward elevator talk. So I'm like, oh, where's the little one? And he's like, oh, he's taking a nap right now. He's like, oh, it's just good to get out of the house. And I'm like, oh yeah, it's pretty crazy. He's like, yeah. I was like, yeah, my God. That's like, I think about that a lot. I mean, I'm 40 and I just don't know if like if it's in the cards for me or not. He's like, don't do it. He's like, it'll take so much of your time up, like you won't even know. And I'm like, it's kind of funny, right? Like, but again, great perspective of like time, right? Mm-hmm. Like, some people want to have kids, some people don't, you know. And like, right. If you want to have kids, fill that time,
yeah,
with kids. That's right. Important. Don't be sitting there, like, what are you waiting for? Other than probably a good partner, but like, even that shit, you don't even need a partner anymore. But you know, like I don't know. COVID was weird for us, right? Like. All this time, we felt like time was unlimited.
Yeah.
But we don't know. Like tomorrow, we could have some other kind of weird mass pandemic or whatever. And we don't get that time anymore. Those days are gone.
Such a time warp, wasn't it?
So weird. So I can't even like, and I think none of us can think about it. And I think that's unhealthy, but I think it's like, it doesn't even seem real. Geez, so I'm sure there's some kind of trauma in that.
Remember in the beginning, we thought it was going to be just a couple of weeks.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. But it's
going to be a month.
But it's a great example of that, right? About like time and how you're spending it. Because if you're, we don't know.
No.
We don't know. I didn't expect to have almost 7 months of my life taken away from like these weird symptoms. You
that's
know,
right.
Gone. Like,
that's right.
Out the door.
Right.
And I can tell you, like, that can happen to any of us. Any of this can happen to any of us tomorrow.
Right.
So don't wait. Or, like, really think about how you're spending this time, because I promise you, you don't want to look back and be like, damn it, like, I wish I would have. Or, like, why did I wait till I thought the time was right? Like, maybe there's not going to be a right time. You just got to go for it if it feels like it's the right thing you really want to go do.
Right.
Spend those vacation days.
Yeah,
I get so mad at y'all. You know, I get so mad at the end of the year. You're like, I still got 3 weeks vacation. Like, why?
Mm-mm.
Use that time. Like, don't cash it out. Like, use it. Like, use, like, it's invaluable. You know, it's invaluable. Yes. So think about that. Really, what are you doing with your time? Okay. We are sending a special thank you out to Certified Fans. Thank you for your support in our podcast. Certified Fans contribute $6 a month to our show. We're not going to raise our prices like Netflix anytime soon, at least. Netflix would be so damn expensive now, right? Like, I just,
so crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. This one, though, you get 50% more episodes of Certified Mama's Boy when you contribute. And it's not like, I don't want you to think of it like Netflix. I really want you to think of it like contributing to the podcast. Like, yeah, you're going
to
get more episodes.
Community.
Yeah, it's like, hey, hey, I like this podcast. I want to continue to see it grow and be produced. And so I'm gonna throw $6 your way.
And I want to be a part of the fam.
Yeah. Yeah. It just feels, I don't know, we've built such a cool podcasting family. And that's why, like I said, this podcast will never die, is because I don't want to get rid of this, man. Like, we spent, I'm not talking
Four
about,
years.
No, I'm not even talking about that. Like, I'm talking about the amount of effort it took for us all just to get here.
Oh, yeah.
You know, all the different twists and turns and moves and, you know, or however you found out about me, and then you got to press play. And then, like, I don't know, we just became this cool little community.
Mm-hmm.
And so for that, I want you to think about, like, what are you what are you doing with that time? Like, I'm going to wait. What are you doing with that time? Where how does he jump back to that? Wow, that was a real weird time warp. what are you, like if this show means something to you, I hope that you are going to contribute. Like, going to contribute to the show because that's how we're going to keep this thing going. So, but it does kind of work a time too, right? Like, how you spending your time? You're spending, you know.
Yes, time with us.
We're 40 happy. Minutes, 50 minutes a week with us. So, yeah. Thank you for that. But certified fans, just so you understand, just real quick, it's we don't run a lot of commercials on the show because that's how we pay for the podcast is by your generous donations. And when you become a certified fan, you do get an extra episode every week called More Mama's Boy. And you get to join our Facebook group, which is kind of cool. Kind of makes the show come alive. You meet one another. And I don't know, you feel hopefully more connected because that's what this podcast is here for. It's just here to make you feel like you got somebody when you need it. Trust me, some of my darkest days have been spent with some pretty cool people on podcast. And I'm very thankful for those. I listen to a lot of podcasts and I'm really always thankful to like, I feel like I know the hosts, you know, I feel like they're part of my lives. And this is like just a way to help produce this kind of podcast. So you can just go in the show notes, click on become a certified fan, and we look forward to your generous contributions and be able to provide you with a little bit more content. Okay, let's do Ask My Mom. This is an advice segment we do Tuesdays and Thursdays. No, my God, I am obviously running into where's my brain today? What's happening? This is weird.
Not it's Tuesday, the Thursday anymore.
It's the eclipse.
Oh, it must be.
The eclipse
it
got
must
me.
Be. Oh, this is gosh.
Advice. I'll probably say it to the end of time because I've said that literally probably. We probably
a million
did.
Times.
Well, if we did about 800 episodes before and two of those were a week or it's a lot. I've said a lot of times. So if I go into just duh brain, sorry. This is our advice segment. If you're ever going through a dilemma, you can DM me. A lot of you guys just do that, honestly, but you can go to certifiedmamasboy.com and hit contact us and send us a message that way. And yeah, we'd love to hear from you. And if you give us your dilemma, my mom will read it for the group and then she'll give you her motherly advice. She's been a mom now for 44 years.
I can't believe it. Almost 45.
Almost 45 years. That's crazy. In July.
That's so crazy.
And then we, as your podcast family, will hop in with our two cents as well. So what's happening, Mom?
Dear Mama Nancy, I have an issue only a mother can understand. As you may know, sports gambling is now legal by us, and everyone is downloading these sports gambling apps. Okay, let me just say right here, I know nothing about it. But that's neither here nor there. My son still lives with us at home and just turned 21 years old and loves to bet on games, but doesn't have an app yet because I told him he had to wait till he was 21. Well, his birthday was a few days ago, and now he wants to download one of the apps, but I still don't want him to. The fact that football season is over makes me way less wary, but I'm afraid he's going to start betting on sports he knows nothing about. He's of legal age, but he still lives with us, and I pay for his phone. So I feel like I could always tell him he has to pay for his own phone if he wants to use a gambling app. What should I do? Can you monitor a person's gambling on the apps? I know he's 21, and I can't stop him, but I feel like this is the beginning of something that could go wrong. Okay, I can't speak for the apps. Can't speak for gambling on the internet. I'm sure that is very dangerous. But here's my mom advice. My house, my rules. That's it.
Even for 21, though?
Even for 21, my house, my rules.
I think this is kind of becoming like a bigger issue because a lot of kids are living at home longer.
I agree.
You know, so I can see why you might feel that way.
Yeah.
So you're saying.
But I'm telling you, I have known people and I have had close friends that had kids living with them until they were 40 and no clear boundaries about rules. And guess what? It drove the parents insane. Insane. No, my house, my rules. Draw up an agreement, for how they live there and what the boundaries are.
But it's not like living there. I mean, I stick
with him.
That's a weird space.
Aren't you glad you didn't stay at home?
Oh yeah, I was out. But you know what I mean? It's a weird space, right? Like, yes, I think if it's your house, your rules about your house.
Yeah.
But
she's paying for a cell phone.
I'll just say I know somebody in their mid-20s and who also lives at home. And I think that they kind of struggle with this too. Same kind of thing about like still obeying like your parents. Like, I don't want to say rules per se, but like more like just like still feeling like you're a child, you know? Mm-hmm. So like he's 21. Mm-hmm. He's allowed to be on betting apps.
Mm-hmm.
It just feels weird.
If he can afford to be in a betting app, then he can probably afford to live on his own. I'm just saying.
I mean, I don't know. That's necessarily true. I think you can bet a few bucks and like, it's not, you know, rent's damn $2,000 a month now or whatever.
Mm. But how do you know?
How do you know? I mean, I don't know their financials.
I mean, how do you know? I mean, how do you know your kid's not blowing all their money on these betting apps that they could afford to live on their own with? You don't know that. You have no way of knowing it.
But at what point then? I guess then when? So when do they get to become an adult? When they move out at 40? Like,
no, when they're an adult, they'll want to move out and they'll make a way to move out. But the parents can't make it so comfortable for them that they don't want to move on.
I just think it's weird if you're telling
like the 40-year-old virgin or whatever that movie was.
But like, what else do you get to control? Because again, it's not like you're living, like again, my house, my rules to me means like, you got to come home at a certain time. You got to do certain chores. You may have to pay some money.
No, like, I say draw up an agreement. And part of the agreement is.
Is no betting apps.
That you pay for your cell phone if you're going to do things that I think are treacherous.
I don't know. How do y'all feel about this? Honestly, do you want to hop in this conversation? Like, where's the line? When do you have to like cut the umbilical cord? And like, even if you're, you know, I don't know. Like, I can't imagine moving back home and y'all being like, okay, well, there, you can't use TikTok after 8 or something. Like, what? Like, what?
Have
Why?
You met Jim Yancey?
You would definitely tell me that.
I'm just saying.
But you know what I mean?
But Nancy Yancey would be way on the other side. It would not be my house, my rules.
Yeah, no,
I can talk big. I can talk big. But I'd be like, okay, honey, you come home.
But you know what I mean?
Just do whatever you want, honey. I'm so happy to have you under my roof.
I just don't know that, like, at what point do you have to, like, just let your kid be like themselves? And, like, and that sounds stressful to be like, every day do you come home and like, do you have betting apps on your phone? Like, I don't think you can monitor what apps they have on their phone.
You want to move on. That's the whole point.
I say it feels a little much, but you know, let us know. Does mom have the right, if she pays for the cell phone and the house, like, can she say,
mom, I can understand.
Can she do a betting app? Or can she like forbid him to do betting apps? Like, I don't know. 888 Kramer 8's our number. 888-KRAMER-8. You can call, you can text, or we'll talk about it on Facebook. And I always send your messages over to the person. So thank you for taking a part in this. Anything else you got for us, mom? Any more wine in that bottle? Or are you?
No, I'm done. Okay. Now we got to go take care of babies.
All right. Well, I love you.
Love you forever, honey.